Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Eric Zorn is here. Eric, I think my favorite part of that song, and it's very subtle, is there's a part toward the middle where you can hear a horse kind of riding away. I don't know what it means.
It is my faithful steed.
Oh, you have a faithful steed? I didn't know you had a faithful steed.
Well, he's not that faithful because he's gone now. I don't have him anymore. He rode away, frankly.
It's Bill Leff and it's Harry Tynewitz sitting in for Wendy, along with our friend Eric Zorn, columnist for the Chicago Tribune and also musician. You were just telling us off the air you had a very nice surprise guest over the weekend.
Yeah, we had Mary Schmeek and I host a series of holiday sing-alongs at the Old Town School every year, and we went 6 shows this year, and the last show was last night, and we had Tom Skilling join us, which was really cool.
Did that go great?
It went really well. Tom is a really genuine, warm, wonderful guy, and he joined us on stage to sing 4 songs.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, the weather outside is frightful, but inside it's so delightful.
And let it snow, you know. But no, he, he's someone who just gets so excited about the weather.
And
he's a very emotional guy. And one reason that we thought to invite him was how emotional he got over the eclipse.
Yes, he did.
And we tried during the show to sort of hit on some current events, but we also try to keep politics pretty much out of it because people don't come. They want a warm holiday feeling. They don't want a lot of Trump bashing. For instance, I had a plan. I told Mary that I wanted to throw paper towels to the audience at one point. You know, like shoot them in the audience, like Trump
did. Yes, he did. Yeah,
that would be really funny. And she said, "Absolutely not. Don't you
too
dare,
political?
Don't you do that? Too political."
Did you ever think there'd be a time in your life where paper towels were considered an object of politics?
I know. I said, "Come on, it'd be fun." So we wanted to have some, you know, the clips. That's a bipartisan phenomenon. So we had Tom on, and people loved seeing him, and we loved seeing him. He's a really warm guy, and he was singing really loud. And then he came up on stage and sang. And we found to introduce him. We found this old clip on YouTube that WGN generated a few years ago, the morning show, where they had, you know, Tom Skilling, the singing meteorologist, and you could buy his karaoke album. And it was really funny because, you know, God bless him, he's not the greatest singer.
Eric, take that back. He is the greatest singer.
He is the greatest, almost the greatest.
See him in front of a green screen. It's a completely different act.
So that was a real highlight.
Oh, that's perfect.
Was the applause he got thunderous?
It was. Ooh, there you go. Man, he's good. I see what
Yeah, that's why we bring him in.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
All the great wordplay.
You have written about Roy Moore. And what an amazing story this is.
You know, it's so depressing.
Did you think it would get this deep with Roy Moore? I didn't.
I didn't, and I've been following the news on this pretty carefully. You know, the election is tomorrow in Alabama, the special Senate election, and Roy Moore, the Republican, is running against Doug Jones, the Democrat. And normally, of course, in Alabama, it would just be the Republican would win, and that would be it.
It's automatic.
Automatic. But then there were all these allegations that came up. I think 8 women it is now, who talked about when Moore was a much younger man, he was the creep in the mall, basically.
Yeah.
He was a 30 man in his early 30s hitting on teenage girls in the mall. He was allegedly banned from the local shopping mall as a district attorney. So.
They were like 14-year-olds at the time, right?
Well, there was one of them was 14, yeah, and he had some sort of a sexual contact with her. And just all these stories that are just really disturbing. And many people in the National Republican Organization called on him to step aside, and the Republican National Committee pulled its funding from him at one point, and they were just really distancing themselves because this is a really horrible thing, and it's a really bad thing for Alabama. I mean, Alabama's got enough of an image problem as it is, and to elect, if they do this, which it looks like they're going to, if they're going to elect this guy, who is, I mean, it's not just... these allegations these women made. It's also the some of the things that he said about Muslims, about gay people. Someone unearthed
that the United States was at its best during the days of slavery.
Yes, and that he thinks it would be okay if we got rid of all the amendments after the 10th, which would include
what?
Yeah, it would include the 14th, and which is the one that, you know, that gave equal rights to black people, and include giving women the right to vote and all kinds of other things that he would supposedly want to get rid of. So he's weird, bad news all the way around.
Now, here's a theory that's floating around. I'm sure you've heard this theory. The theory is that the Republicans are backing him, that he will win the election, and then once he has won, they will remove him from office. Have you heard this theory?
Sure, I've heard the theory, and they asked Susan Collins about this. I think it was on Meet the Press yesterday, and you know, she's sort of the more moderate Republican senator from Maine. And I there's this sense that I got from her answer that they feel like this is being litigated now and that the verdict is going to be delivered by the voters of Alabama. So that if they elect him.
Yeah.
And so the difference between, say, the Al Franken case, which is that voters, when they elected Al Franken, didn't know about these allegations against him.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between that and the Trump case and now the Roy Moore case, which is that voters knew about most of these allegations before they voted, and they still voted for him. And what's really depressing about this is that it indicates that we've become so tribal that it's not about values anymore. It's not about policy. It's not about position. It's just about whose tribe are you in?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got these people who are disbelieving all these women, which is, I think, very hard to do. The stories are highly corroborated, well reported out. And in some ways they don't care. I was listening to some focus group recordings, and people are saying, well, you know, this was 30 years ago in Alabama. It was okay for 14-year-olds to get married. And my auntie got married at 13 and had a baby at 15. So that was okay back then. It was fine. Parents should be pleased that someone of his stature would be dating them. So.
Now, Trump has come out and said it's like the key to our country's success is more winning this election.
He was down in Pensacola over the weekend, which is right near the border of Alabama. It was sort of in the Alabama media market, but not actually in Alabama. I don't know what the strategic thought was there. Maybe they didn't want to have him actually setting foot down in Alabama, but he had a rally there and gave a speech, and now he's doing robocalls.
Yeah.
Roy Moore down there, and basically saying that if Doug Jones is elected, he's going to be a puppet for Schumer and Pelosi, implies that we want Roy Moore because he will be my puppet. He will help me.
Without saying that.
He's not saying that, but it's certainly implied that he wants someone who's going to help him with his agenda. And it's not clear to me. Roy Moore seems like he's enough of a loose cannon that he may not be a reliable vote for Trump on all things that Trump wants.
But that's the game. Like when I talked about this theory that's been floating around of vote for Roy Moore, and then once he gets office, they will quickly remove him from office. Saying all we really care about here is the vote, that he's going to vote the Republican way, and that's all we care about. So we'll just remove him, put in another Republican. But if their argument from day one is let the people of Alabama decide, you're lying to the people of Alabama, because if their decision is Roy Moore and you remove him, you're taking that away.
They think they're talking about that right now. I don't think they're actually going to do it.
No?
I don't think that the Senate is going to go in and overturn the verdict of the voters of Alabama, because that is even more destructive.
Yeah.
And the eight girls, you talk about, you know, how all the stories sort of match up. You know, weren't there like something like 30 or 40 Cosby accusers that had almost identical stories about how he would trap them and put the drinks in their hands? And
there were a lot. Well, I think the number of women who've accused Donald Trump is up around 20 now. And Megyn Kelly just this morning had three of them on and did an interview with them. And I think that there's a sense that maybe we're going to start looking more closely into those allegations against Trump. Now, I'm not sure exactly where that will lead. I don't think there's any possibility that Trump is going to say, okay, well, then I resign.
Right.
It's interesting, though, the strategy that Moore and his supporters have adopted is the same strategy that Trump adopted. And it's very similar to the strategy that Clarence Thomas adopted, if you remember those hearings back in the early 90s, which is just deny everything. He just denies it. No matter how much evidence seems to pile up, he just keeps denying it. Didn't happen. These women are all liars. And it seems to work.
So when that happens, is that counsel coming to them? Is that a lawyer or lawyers coming to them and say, look, there's a couple different ways to play this, but we think that in your particular instance, this is the best way to play it?
I think that it is. I think that when you look at the way Al Franken responded, he acknowledged that he may have made some women uncomfortable. He didn't intend to, but he didn't deny everything. He just said, one of the allegations against Franken was on that USO tour that he tried to kiss that woman in a rehearsal.
Leanne Tweeden.
Yeah, and he tried to, he stuck his tongue in her mouth. And all he said was, I don't remember it that way.
Right.
He didn't just deny it. He could have just said, she agreed. He could have said anything.
Yeah.
But instead he kind of went with, basically, I think, what he thought was the truth. And it's ended up, I guess, costing him his career.
Right.
So it seems to me that we've reached a point in our society where the best thing to do whenever you're accused of anything is just deny it.
Don't remember it or deny it.
Just deny it,
yeah.
And you can skate through.
All right, let's take a quick break. We have more to discuss with Eric Zorn. If you want to jump in, you can at 312-981-7200. Call us or text us there. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN. It's Bill F. and Harry Tynowitz, who is sitting in for Wendy. Wendy will be back in a couple of weeks. Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about Roy Moore. The election is tomorrow. What do you see happening? He's going to win, isn't he?
I see him winning. The polls seem to be showing that it's trending in his direction. Doug Jones, the Democrat, has got to rely on a huge African-American turnout.
Yeah.
And he was down there campaigning this weekend with Cory Booker and, somebody else. I'm blanking on the name who was down there with him. But he was, two prominent African-American politicians were campaigning with him over the weekend.
Yeah.
And Roy Moore was at the Army-Navy game. He hasn't been seen. He is just lying completely low, not answering any questions, not giving any speeches, not giving demonstrators a chance to show up at any events.
And Roy Moore was with the cheerleaders at the Army.
Yeah, that seems inappropriate.
They're Army guys. They're guys in Army costumes. So.
What does it say about all the other Republicans, and this isn't strictly a Republican thing because Democrats have done this too, who came out initially and said, well, we cannot endorse this guy. How bad would it make us all look if we endorse this guy? And then one by one they went, you know what, we can endorse this
guy.
Well,
the Republican National Committee has come back and started helping him in his campaign. And, of course, Trump at first kept his distance and then kind of slowly began suggesting that maybe it was a good idea. And now he's just a full-throated backer of Moore. He's doing the robocalls for him and everything. So what does it say about him? It says about them that they are locked into this, say, I think it's more than partisan. I think it's tribal. And we've got this tax bill that's going to pass on a party line.
So that's more important, isn't it?
It seems to be more important to people that these issues are more important. I'm wondering whether, you know, sometime after we spoke last week, Al Franken stepped
down. Yes, he did, yeah.
But if you don't notice what he said, in a couple of weeks I'm going to be leaving, I'm going to be stepping down. He didn't do it immediately.
Right.
Like John Conyers just announced his retirement right away. I'm wondering if Al Franken still has his hand on the chess piece, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
You know, in chess, if you move the piece, if you keep your hand on it, you can always move it back. I'm wondering if he moved that, if he announced his resignation, it seemed a little conditional to me.
I don't know if his hands are in the chess piece, Eric. I've seen pictures online, and I can see where his hands are. They don't seem to be on the chess piece.
But what I'm saying is if Roy Moore wins, if he says, okay, well, look, I'm a senator. I've been accused of, like, touching women on the butt by mistake while I'm posing for a photo and being a little too affectionate. And this guy's being accused trying to have sex with teenage girls. I think there's no comparison. I'm sticking around. That could happen, I think.
All right, to all the people in the Roy Moore case who say, innocent until proven guilty, stop hanging this guy. He has not been brought to trial yet. Is he going to be brought to trial at some point? Is that going to happen?
No, I think all of these
statute of limitations and all these
are well in the past.
Yeah,
which is what another thing that his supporters will say. Like, hey, look, he's now, I think, seventy or he's late sixties,
anyway. Near there, yeah.
And this happened when he was in his thirties. So this is like so long ago. He's like a different.
He's just
man.
A young pervert
he
at
was
the
just
time.
A young pervert, yeah. No, yeah. No indication that
not
he's
today's
an old
Roy
pervert.
Moore.
So yes, I think that there's a lot of rationalization going on here. But if you're a person of who has these moral values to go out and vote for Roy Moore, and in this case, because you want, like, you think that you want more conservative Supreme Court justices, or you want to help Donald Trump with his various ideas in Congress. You know, I think at some point, then you've got to admit that it's not about policy, it's not about morality, it's not about ethics, it's just all about which tribe you're in.
And the people of Alabama are categorized as this God-fearing, Bible-thumping people. So how do you look aside when somebody's a potential child molester?
Well,
how do you just go, well, the vote is more important than that?
That's a great question. And also, what does it do to Alabama's entire reputation? It's business.
Right.
If you're a business, you want to move down there, you think, are we going to move down to Alabama? Because Alabama is going to gain a reputation as just the...
And they have. I mean, they've had business, major businesses move down to Alabama. You know, really, I mean, for me, I think of Alabama and I think of football.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, that's all they really, you know, seem to matter. You know, if you run Nick Saban out, then you're going to really upset the people of Alabama. But, you
right.
know, you got a guy that was like, you know, putting his hand where he shouldn't have put his hand, you know, hitting on girls that were 14, 20 years ago. doesn't matter.
Boys will be boys. Well, Nick, someone said if Nick Saban came out against him, that would be the end.
That would be the end.
But you know who did come out? Richard Shelby, the veteran Republican senator of Alabama, came out against Moore. Said he already voted and he wrote in. He said, I wrote in somebody, but I didn't vote for Roy Moore.
Interesting.
That could change the dynamic.
If we could get the one surviving member of Leonard Skinner to come out against him.
Then you have a problem. Eric, thank you. It's Eric Zorn, everybody. Read him in the Chicago Tribune, would you please? We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch. That's next.